Forest FM Coffee Break. It's time for the Coffee Break on Forest FM. Music and dance returns once again to Romsey when the 32nd Beggars' Fair takes over the town on the 11th of July. From 11am to 5pm, you can expect to see, hear and enjoy 140 acts spread over more than 25 venues, as well as roaming street performers, all for free at Romsey's annual family-friendly music festival. And in the studio with me at the moment, we have Andrew Cox. He's the Vice Chair and Publicity Team Leader. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for the invitation to speak to your listeners today.
You're very welcome. Now, the first thing I wanted to ask you is, why is it called the Beggars' Fair?
People often ask them that question. It's a bit of a mystery to most people, but it actually goes back to the very early days of it, in the early 90s. When it started off as a small folk festival, actually,
right,
just local performers working in the streets. It built over a couple of years because it was so popular and needed a name, basically. And somebody came across this notion that beggars were actually licensed at one time. Romsey had its own beggars, would you believe?
Oh, right.
And to prove that you were one of Romsey's very own beggars, you had to have a token. So there is a token, and that still exists. It's in Southampton Museum. You can actually go and see this thing.
Right.
So I wouldn't like to equate us with beggars, but the idea that the whole thing is run by subscription and contributions does kind of fit in its way.
And it seems to me it's been getting bigger and bigger every year. Is that right?
It has been getting bigger and bigger every year, and this is the biggest yet, actually.
Yeah.
You've already mentioned how many acts there are this year, some 140 or so, 25 venues. It's all in the programme. I'd like to refer people to the programme. We've produced a new 68-page programme, which is on sale now. You can buy that round all sorts of venues around and about the town.
Yeah, it's a very thick programme, actually. It's got loads of information in there.
Mm.
Yeah, including the map, of course, of the town.
Yep.
Yeah, because you've got 25 venues, so we're talking about pubs, are we, and places like that?
Yeah, we're talking about pubs, we're talking about churches. We've got some stages, the open stages around and about the town. So, yes, there's quite a variety. The Abbey is one. We have quite a few choirs singing in the Abbey.
Right.
Which is beautiful sound. That's really, really nice sound. So, yeah, something for everybody there.
And on greens and in the street as well.
And in the park, in the Memorial Park. Yes, there'll be a stage in the Memorial Park.
Right. Now, you mentioned it originally started off a bit folky, but we've got all sorts of musical genres, haven't we? Folk, jazz, blues, rock, classical, all sorts.
Absolutely.
And what about Morris dancers? I love Morris dancers. Have we got any of those?
Well, then you must come.
Yeah?
Yes, there are Morris dancers.
Right. And what's your involvement in the whole thing? How long have you been involved with Beggars' Fair?
Myself, a couple of years. There are some people who've been involved a very long time with Beggars' Fair that have contributed over many, many years. My own contribution is the last couple of years. The thing is run by a group of volunteers. I should emphasise it's entirely voluntary, and that there's around about 10, 12 people who do most of the work at the moment.
Right.
Variety of backgrounds. People come from all kinds of professional backgrounds that they bring to the table so that we can organise this in the way that it needs to be organised. It's a lot of organisation.
And it's for young and old as well, because I see you've got some fairground attractions too.
Yes, yeah, in the park there will be... Well, the whole thing is something for everybody. Let's emphasise that. It's a big family event.
Excellent.
There is absolutely something for all generations. I could also point out that actually most of the committee who organise this are from all sorts of generations as well. We're always looking for people to come and help and support. So if people are interested in that, there's various contact details that you can use that will allow you to get in touch with us. We're always interested in more help and support.
Right, let's have those contact details now, and we can repeat them at the end of the interview as well.
They're in the programme.
Okie dokie.
Email is beggarsfair.org.uk, or one of us. Mine is publicity@beggarsfair.org.uk, so you could use that one. Website is just beggarsfair.org.uk. Facebook is @RomseyBeggarsFair. Instagram is @BeggarsFair.
Right. And quite expensive to put this on, I would imagine. So you've got lots of great sponsors. Let's go through a few of the sponsors, because I'm sure you'd like to say thank you to them.
We would like to say a huge thank you to 10 sponsors. We have 10 sponsors now. Some more people have come on board this year, which is really nice, and they're very, very welcome. It costs in the region of £25,000 to put this on. Quite a lot of the costs are up front. We have to pay for security, we have to pay for waste disposal, all of that kind of thing, first aid. So somewhere in the region of £25,000 is what it takes to put it on. We've got 10 sponsors now, which I would love to mention. Hayes Music has been a sponsor for a long time now, a major sponsor. We've got Solent Plastics, we've got Voyage, Ace Liftway, Flax, New Forest, Parker Bullen, Studio, Right at Home and Test Valley. And also Romsey Town Council, along with Test Valley, give us a grant to keep this thing going. We're very, very grateful to those people. Their support's essential.
That's very good of them, yes.
Very good of them.
Yeah. And given the nature of the event, it doesn't really matter what the weather's going to be. We are hoping for sunshine, but it doesn't matter if we get the odd shower, does it? Because there's a lot of indoor venues.
Yeah, there are, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okie dokie. Yeah, this programme is very comprehensive. It's very thick. I mean, the programme itself must cost a bit to produce, I would imagine.
It costs a lot of time, I can tell you, because I've been doing it.
Oh, right.
It's along with Mary Jane, who is there. If you have a look, we have a little piece from her who designed all of that to show that we have some young people involved in this. And we want to emphasise that there are people of all ages involved in this.
Yeah,
and putting it together.
So you've listed all of the artists that are on from A to Z. Well, I know there's plenty of A's. I don't know if there's a Z or not there, but there's pictures. It goes up to I can see an M. But, yeah, so many artists. Crikey.
Yeah, around about 140 performers, yeah.
Right.
Well, artists and groups, yeah. Some of them are quite big. The choirs are 30, 40 people sometimes.
Right, and I see, we don't mind mentioning Outreach Radio as well. I see they're in there. That's for Romsey, is it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. They're going to be doing some interviews on the day. They'll be roving around and interviewing people on the day.
We may well send our roving reporter as well.
So feel free.
Double bubble, yes.
Feel free.
Right, okie dokie. Let's have a pause for a little bit of music, then we'll go through the details again and how people can get in touch and the times of the events, etc. Let's have a bit of folk music from Seth Lakeman. I'll come back again.
to the doorway, your hands upon her head. The weeping maid, her lover's lost or dead. Her longest day had only just begun. She cursed the man who favored for the gun. Just find the love who fell for you. Far from whence we came, it's for king and country, I'll come back again. I'll come back to you on the longest day. I'll come back to you when I'm rich and brave. I'll come back to you.
Seth Lakeman there, King and Country. We're talking about the 32nd Beggars Fair taking place in Romsey on the 11th of July. An amazing event with loads of music and dance and a very English event, if you ask me. And we've got Andrew in the studio. Would you agree with that?
Yes, very much so. Brilliant. Very much in the tradition of troubadours and, you know, way back in time, if you like.
Yep. And it's open to lots of local bands and artists to come and show people what they can do and how they sound. Yeah,
absolutely. I should emphasise it's entirely a local event. We don't publicise out beyond about 20 or 30 miles. We don't need to advertise in a sense because everybody knows the event. We just need to get the timings out there and what's on.
Nice to get a few extra people in, though.
Always good to get a few extra people in. So it's great to be talking to your audience over here in the forest. Locally organised. We're all local people. The organisers are all local people. We all live in and around close to the town. So it's very much, very much done for, by the community, for the community. Lots of volunteers. Yeah. The bands give their time for free. Nobody's paid. Everybody chips in.
And you're always looking for more volunteers, are you?
Always looking for more volunteers.
If they want to volunteer, how can they get in touch?
They can get in touch with those addresses we mentioned earlier. Perhaps we could mention them again at the end.
Yeah, we'll do that.
So any one of those will get you in touch with someone that you can have a conversation with.
So once again, the 11th of July, and it is free. There are no tickets. However, you are making money by selling the programmes, aren't you?
The ambition is to make enough money to cover the next event.
Yeah.
And that's around about £25,000. So clearly our sponsors are contributing greatly to that. Our advertisers, there are 32 advertisers in the programme this year who've contributed also. Some of the local shops have made contributions as well. And the local licensed premises have also chipped in.
Right.
With the contributions that we put together, and it gives us enough to run the thing.
And where can you buy the programmes from?
Programmes are on sale now all around the town. There are 30-odd places around the town where you can buy programmes.
Right. Anything we've forgotten? Anything else you would like to add?
I think that's pretty much it, really. It's a community event by the community for the community.
Let's give those...
There's going to be something there for everybody. Absolutely everybody. From, you know, infants right up to more mature people, shall we say. It's truly a family event.
Right, and let's give those contact details out again, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that. That's
this is in the programme, of course.
It's in the programme. You can look at our website, which is beggarsfair.org.uk. Lots of information on there. There sometimes have to be changes to the acts over the week, so there may be a few small changes. There'll only be small changes, but look on the website for any information about that. Facebook, keep in touch with news as it comes out, at Romsey Beggars Fair. Mm-hmm. Instagram, at Beggars Fair, one word.
Right, and if you want to send an email, it's chair@beggarsfair.org.uk.
That will get you the chairman. Uh-huh. If you want me, that's publicity@. Either of those, we'll respond. If you want to get in touch, we'd love to hear from you. We're always looking for a range of experience, a range of expertise. It's great fun. It's very much in the heart of the town. The best estimate for the number of people it attracts is somewhere in the region of 7,000.
Wow.
So it's the biggest event in the town by a long way as well, which brings huge amounts of revenue into the town for that day.
Yeah, impressive. Well, Andrew, thanks for coming in and telling us all about it. Now, we're going to go out with a song which you've chosen. Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. One of your favourites?
One of my favourites. Okay. Thank you.
Here we go.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. Explain. Hold me closer and I feel no.